Vale was enjoying himself. It was early morn, with the sun rising hot and flickering light patterns danced on the fast current, as the boughs of graceful alders from each bank formed a canopy over the stream. The young ferret ate some candied fruit and an oat fowl from the haversack, scooping up the clear rushing water in his paws to drink. Not knowing he had veered from the river, he leaned forward on the willow trunk, allowing the spray to wet his face. The stream was deep, smooth and swift, and wherever he was bound, it was better than plodding by paw. Sometimes he drew his knife and slashed through the green-shaded waters at passing fish, but they were far too quick for him. Vale was about to lie on his back and take a nap, when an unexpected turn in the stream course made him grab tight hold of his log. The willow began to bump up and down on the widening stream, and he had to start fending off rocks that sprang up in his path. Leaving the shelter of the trees, the dashing water bounded through a high-walled gorge. The log struck an underwater ledge and bounced high, coming down with a juddering splash. Vale began to feel frightened. He clung grimly to his perch in the splayed fork of the willow trunk, thoroughly drenched and shivering from a combination of fear and cold water. Steering the log to the bank was out of the question. It bucked and rolled as it plunged headlong into a series of rapids. Blinded by the spray, Vale gripped the bark until his paws were numb, while a deafening noise of rushing water pounding in his ears drowned out his own screams. Blinking furiously, he made out a mist-clouded rainbow ahead. Then the log struck a rock and turned sideways, slowly at first, then picking up speed on the boiling current until it was spinning around like a top. Then it turned over and Vale was in the water, screeching, yelling and choking on icy mouthfuls. Clunk! The butt end of the willow trunk struck his head. Unaware of the unearthly roar and awesome drop, the senseless ferret hurtled over the cascading top of the waterfall. Briny and Toggart stood, waving on the bank, a bulging haversack between them. Pulling out into mid-river, the big untidy raft sailed off, its line of washing fluttering like stately banners. They shouted their goodbyes to the Polespike family, who were grouped around the tiller at the aft end of the flat craft.
Thank you for everything, friends. Fortune sail with you.
Goodbye, Sir Duddlety family. Thank you, Gertly.
The hedgehogs waved cheerily, returning the farewells.
Seasons be good to you. We'll meet again, I hope.
Rocks and rivers, of course we will. Take good care of yourselves and give that ferret a keck from me.
Yes, cut his tail off with a